Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Table Talk. Today at the table, we're going to be talking about one word, glean, G-L-E-A-N. Let's begin in prayer and then we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to be reading two verses out of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also brought out and gave her what food she had left over after being satisfied. If you have never read Ruth, it's four simple chapters. I would invite you to read the whole story. The characters have so much to show us, very impactful in their humility and productivity, their loyalty, how they have grieved, but they are still gathering and giving. But we're going to isolate on these two verses and the word glean. The word glean is used 12 times. So as I was reading and I verse map and truth journal what I read, the word glean compelled me to look into it more. So the first thing I do when I isolate a word in scripture is I expect that I am going to learn something from it, that the Holy Spirit will reveal to me a practical application that's going to either help me in the way I'm thinking, in the way I'm loving, or in the way that I'm acting. So that is always my first intention, is to seek Him. So when the word glean kept repeating itself and sticking out to me, the first thing I do is I look it up in the dictionary. So in the dictionary, glean is bring in, lead in, gather, assemble. And when I started looking at the history of glean, it was the leftover crops from a healthy harvest. And what the practice of gathering that leftover grain meant was for anyone that was a foreigner, an orphan, a widow, or poor. It was according to the Mosaic law that the harvester should leave some grain at the edges of the field for the benefit of those less advantaged. So the first practical application I found revealed to me was that we today can still have that practice of the significance of the gleaning, that we in this contemporary context still have to address food insecurity and to promote community support. Maybe you're helping at a food kitchen. Maybe you know community serve outreach. Maybe you yourself are buying and serving others. Maybe you're having people into your house for supper. Maybe you're taking groceries to a family that you know is in need. But that idea that we should be considerate and compelled to help those that need support. Then after that, I sought a spiritual application that would move me to action. So when I started looking at the spiritual idea of glean, I went to the Strong's Concordance and was looking up what it meant to actually glean from the spiritual eye. So as I had written down, where am I gathering in His fields and giving in the physical context of like food, money, time, I started writing down, where am I gathering and giving in my faith? Because just as that leftover excess of the harvest was there for anyone who needed to receive it, then use it and give it, it's the same way with my journey through reading and studying His Word. Gleaning it would be taking it in for myself, which is first and foremost important. But giving from that gleaning is to allow other people to also feed off of their own faith, to grow themselves. So what I wrote down was, where am I gleaning today? What improvements am I making in knowledge or grace? What am I doing for His kingdom? And how am I helping others glean from His Word as well? The importance to me is that we prioritize our own relationship with God through His Word, but that we are also giving to someone else. And not that they are less fortunate than us, but maybe they need the help. So this series, starting today, is going to be offering you support in your own approach to gleaning from the Word of God. The fact that you are going to harvest first and foremost for yourself and then give back to someone else. Just let me read those verses again. And this time think of it with a spiritual identity. So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she went and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also brought out and gave her what food she had left over after being satisfied. Think about that with the idea that you're having your own personal time with God, whether you're at a table, at work, in the car, whatever that looks like for you. But you don't just glean it for yourself. You actually go out into the city, into your family relationships, your friends, your workplace, your church, and you offer it to someone else after you have been satisfied with it. So that is my challenge for you today. Get into Ruth. Read it. Get into the Word of God in whatever book you're reading. But don't just claim it for yourself. Think about, pray about, see who God puts in your path for you to share that with. That we encourage each other, that we spur one another on. That is my challenge for myself and for you, the listening audience. So I'm so excited for you to continue to journey with us. The first verse I would offer you to look at is Psalm 119, verse 114. Now, I will go ahead and tell you that Psalm 119 is the longest chapter of any book and chapter in the Bible. And almost every verse in Psalm 119 somehow alludes to the Word of God. There are 176 verses. And if you just start by reading it, and you don't have to read the whole chapter at once, but if you just start reading 8 verses here, 10 verses there, 5 verses on another day, and what I would offer you the opportunity is to actually take something and highlight or circle or underline in your Bible every time it alludes to God's Word. How powerful it is that we are harvesting and gleaning from the Word of God. For example, I'll just read the first 3 verses to you out of Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. So I underlined law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies. I underlined testimonies. Who seek Him with their whole heart. Who also do no wrong but walk in His ways. So my challenge for you is to ask yourself, how are you gleaning and giving from the fields? And how are you gleaning and giving from your faith? And then take a journal, write down Psalm 119, 114, and listen next Monday when we go to the second step of gleaning from God's Word.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.